What are they thinking? What kind of call was that?
They can't be that stupid.
Yes, they are.
Hot. Damn. Go, push, push. Come on, team. Push, push, push.
That was actually wrong. It's Tigers. Push, push. We probably won't use that.
Hey, man, you want to get out of here before the traffic gets too bad?
Oh, yeah. Let's just be like every other fan.
Fans Know Best with Brett and KC. They don't play or coach, but they should.
Hey everybody, welcome to Fans Know Best. Back, hey, we're actually not in any type of studio or office. We're out on the patio.
We got kicked out.
KC's patio, so if you hear some birds or a dog bark.
Or a woman screaming.
You know we're not lying. Man, you need to cut your grass, so I'll tell you.
I got a yard boy. I can't do that anymore. I work too hard.
Today's episode brought to you in part by Crescent 9 THC Seltzers.
Don't try it, folks. It took me 2 days to recover.
Okay. Recover means you took a nap.
Nap? I took a nap, and I was hurting. And I mean, I was feeling it the next day.
All right. Hey, you know, do you know something? Major League Baseball started today.
Did it really?
You know, the America's pastime, first game, first series of the year. Were they in South Korea or Japan?
No, that's what they do for the first game. They play it someplace else. Like, usually it's Mexico, you know.
Otani,
he got ripped off.
He played well.
He got ripped off.
What you mean?
His interpreter stole $4.5 million from him.
Well, he'll be okay.
That's not the point. The guy was gambling.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
The interpreter?
Yes.
I mean, my goodness, how tough of a job is that, right? Interpret for the richest baseball player in the world.
Dumb, da-dum, dumb.
I saw his wife throw out the first pitch, I believe. She's cute.
Should be.
They said Otani is as popular in that part of the world as Taylor Swift. So his wife is like Jason Kelsey.
You know I'm going to have to kill these birds that we hear. I don't know where they're coming from.
I don't hear birds, but I see a gigantic nest.
I hear the birds. You don't hear the birds?
Yeah. It might be the sound effect on my machine.
Kill it.
Okay. As long as we talk, the birds will get muted. So, not that you said it. I never heard it until you said it. That's awesome. Oh, man. The things we do.
Yeah.
Men's... Before we get to the tournament, because you know we're going to talk a little bit about that, LSU's basketball season came to an end last night. That was such a piss poor performance. My goodness.
Yeah. Well, look, they're better than they were last year. They didn't handle it well last night. Just got to hope they're building for the future. You know, they were 2-16 and they were 9-9 this year. Look, that's all you can ask for.
Yeah, I think they had the best or the second best turnaround from one year to the other this year. So that was good.
We just have such high standards for all our sports that, you know, that it's you're guilty by association, and he's going to need time. I mean, all the players left when Will Wade left, and he's had to build it. And the first year was terrible, but this year you saw some promise. So we'll see what happens. I'm not going to crucify him right now. I just think.
Well, but he – literally, he needs to start building it. Because if you just go to transfer portal and pull out guys who are seniors and let them mash them together and let them play, you end up with the same thing every year, which is...
Well, but he's got to pull from the portal just to get a little bit of success so the kids that are coming in, freshmen, want to play at LSU. That's the plane now. The plane. It's just a different time now in college sports with transfer portal. It changes the dynamics. So that's why Nick Saban got out. I mean, there's no loyalty. All they want to do is get their money. It doesn't matter what sport it is, and it's going to be changed forever. They opened Pandora's box. They should have never done it, and now they're not going to be able to fix it, and it's going to be crap. But, you know.
Well, but to that point, if I'm cool if he pulls out one or two guys out the portal, but he's got to recruit some guys
who will be around.
Because
But they have to have a little success to make the high school kids want to come to LSU.
Well, but I think what I'm trying to say is I think he's going to have to rely on some three-star players that have come for two, three, four, five years in some cases.
Absolutely, yeah.
And build a program that way.
I think he needs to use Shaq as a recruiter for him.
Yeah, I mean, why not?
Yeah.
I mean, why not? So we'll see. All right, so that's one season gone.
You want to go to another downer?
Well, yeah, the softball team.
Softball team.
I mean, it's not like in the ditch down, but my goodness, man, they went 24-0. 24, 25.
Yeah, 24-0.
Like
they were 24-0.
And then 0-2 in the last two. And
against a mediocre Ole Miss.
Pretty handily.
Yeah, mediocre Ole Miss.
Yeah.
We'll see. We'll see what happens. I mean, look, it's a great start. Get everybody excited, but I mean, as high as they got, they could come down very, very fast.
Well, and she's been, what's her name?
Torino?
Is it Torino?
Yeah, she's been Beth. I call her Beth.
Okay.
But BT. but she's been around for a while.
A long time.
I think at least 12 years.
Yeah. And she's never brought the championship, got to the World Series a few times. I think everybody is really pumped. Man, the crowds that have been out there. And look, you know, it's only two games, my goodness. They could get on a 20-game win streak starting, you know, with their next series. And you can see how LSU fans are. Man, if you're winning.
Oh, yeah, they support you.
They pack it.
Yeah.
No matter what. Gymnastics, softball, sports that you never would have thought people would have supported.
I watch the gymnastics. They don't have to be a winner for me to watch them.
Oh, stop it, pervert.
I didn't say anybody's name. Olivia Dunn.
So, yeah, but. Gymnastics.
Hey, she got a 10 on the floor, man. I'm very proud of her. She worked very hard for that. She was a 10 before she started that exercise.
It was like six young college judges and like 10. I don't care what she does. She can roll over for all I can. Well, I mean, you know, somersault. Anyway.
Well, okay, there you go.
Yeah, here we go. All right, LSU baseball. Might as well stay with LSU. What's going on there?
Well, I will tell you this. After a while, I made a few comments on our little LSU website. Kling is horrible. He can't run bases. He has no baseball instinct.
How can he not have any baseball instinct?
He just doesn't. When you're on the bases and you do the things that he's done, that means he doesn't know baseball or he doesn't have the instinct to know when to run, when not to run. I think he's terrible. I don't like to talk about a kid, but he's not good. And if he's in the lineup, we got troubles. If he wants to be a defensive, if he's a great defensive center fielder, put him in an eighth inning. But you're not going to get anything. He can't hit a curveball. So
he remind you of somebody?
No, I can hit a curveball.
That ain't what I heard.
Well, I don't know who you heard it from, but they're probably dead by now.
You or Mike King? I forget who told me. So I mean, they lose 2 out of 3 to Mississippi State. Who, I don't think Mississippi State's great.
Well, they had a good record, and they got some pretty good pitching. I'm telling you, I watch it, and they had three pitchers throwing over 92 miles an hour. So they could be a sleeper. Look, LSU just got to find their way. They right now, it doesn't look like they're as good a hitting team as we thought. Their pitching was really disappointing because before the SEC play, they were playing great. Now, a lot of walks. And getting roughed up pretty good bit. So it's just the first series. They got a long way to go. They're playing on the road. And, you know, it's tough to play on the road in the SEC.
They have Florida at home this weekend.
Oh,
that won't be no cakewalk.
No.
It's at home. I mean, look, you're trying to go 2 out of 3 every weekend, right? Where is that?
Oh, that's somebody Mr. Bubbles.
Somebody flush the toilet.
There's a lot of sound effects tonight. We're experimenting.
We have a vacuum going through the pool, and I think the vacuum is trying to escape. My goodness.
Oh, my God. You're right.
All right. So,
man, that's before you started drinking tonight.
So, LSU baseball.
Hey, look, it's early. We didn't think they'd win the national championship last year. You're not going to lose it in the first weekend. You're not going to win it. So, let's just see what happens. If it's a trend starts, and they play good defense. I think they'll be okay. I mean, I don't know how strong they're going to be. I mean, they go as far as they're pitching. But he's got to figure out a lineup. Because right now, when Milazzo's in, He's a good defensive catcher, but he cannot hit either. Kling can't hit. You know, this is, I know this is, I'm nitpicking, but you know, if you're not playing good and you're basically stinking it up from what I've seen, cut your hair. He looks like a freaking freak with that hair like that. Do something different. Be a clean cut kid. I mean, damn, it looks, I don't even understand
say,
that.
Did you just say a cling?
I said cut? Clean.
A clean cut kid?
Yeah, well, could be cling, but I mean, you know, I wouldn't allow it as I was a coach. Not that guys, shaggy.
They got a couple of guys out there with some.
Yeah, well, Tommy White can hit the shit out the ball.
He's
catching right on fire now, and that's what they need. And you know, and then Trubisky's okay. Yep. They just got to get the rest of the lineup, and you know, the bottom of the lineup just got to be suitable. They don't have to be great,
right?
But you can't strike out. I mean,
well, isn't that just part of baseball?
Yeah, but you can't have that many guys can strike out.
All right, let's see what I was. The Pelicans
playing fire.
Really well, man. I'm serious. Playing really well. What was that?
No. What is going on?
I'll produce.
This will be the last time we do this. Zion's playing out of his. He's playing out of his mind, and he's in shape. He looks good, and it was your idea to come out of here. You think we live by the airport? I think we had one airplane come by in the last 10 years, and we've already heard two. No, but they're playing good. You know, they're playing team ball. I wish Ingram was playing a little better. I don't think he's in his zone right now. But Murphy's still knocking the threes down. I mean, look, they're probably a team to be scared of.
Yeah, especially if we can catch the Clippers and surpass them for the 4 seed, because then we have home court advantage, which I don't know if that's good or bad with the Pels, because they've got the second-best
Well, their two worst losses of the year were at home. So
they got the second best overall record away, beside I think Boston. And then I saw where Valanciunas' minutes have been cut some, and Nance is kind of stepping in.
Nance is a little more versatile,
but Valanciunas, when he's in, he's playing great.
Yeah. Well,
if you know you're only going to play 18, 20 minutes. They're
all playing good. I mean, you know, they just got to keep playing defense, and it'll be an exciting time for the playoffs. You've only got another week.
How many games we got left?
Probably six, maybe.
No, they got more than that.
Why are you asking me that?
You know what?
Not much more than six. You act like it's two. You got 14 games left. You don't.
You make a great point. All right, they played 68.
They don't have 20 games left.
No, they play 82, so they got 14.
I have to double check that.
They played 68. 82
Your
minus
math
68
is, not great.
Is 14. I mean, come on, man. Do you really need to pull out a calculator for that?
I'm going to have to look this up.
I got to put somebody in the bullpen. You're killing me. And look, you pull up your phone, you're playing Words with Friends.
No, that just popped up.
So we have one game.
Keep my attention.
We're actually a half game out of fourth, so that's cool. They don't play tonight. I don't think the Clippers. No, the Clippers do play tonight.
We play tomorrow.
They're on the road at Portland.
We play tomorrow night against Orlando.
Yeah. Clippers next five games or so are just like against all the bad.
Hey, it's kind of like a little George Seinfeld episode, you know. We're in the playoffs, and the Lakers and Golden State are looking on the outside trying to play in.
Well, and you know, the crazy thing is the Rockets are 2.5 back from Golden State and the Lakers. So chance of them catching them are probably, you know. 30%.
Well, you know, they talk about people don't want to play the Pelicans. I don't want to play the Lakers or the Golden State when they just get in. I mean, you know, they'll catch fire.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm not too worried about Golden State as much as I don't want to play the Lakers. Because LeBron for those 2 months can just kick it into a gear, and then
Anthony Davis, traitor.
He always plays well against the Pelicans.
Yeah, he's a traitor.
So, no doubt about that. They can have him though.
So what are we gonna talk about now,
Mr. Street Clothes?
Yeah.
All right, let's do this. Let's before we go to the men's, because we'll have a lot more to say to the men's. I put it up the women's bracket, and looks like they're calling the Albany 2 region, I guess they would call it, the region of death, because of all the great teams that are in LSU didn't get any favors. Three seed.
No, they didn't. They shouldn't have been a three seed. That's screwy. But they love everybody but LSU. Make UCLA number two. They're the number two seed. Iowa's in there. So is Colorado. I mean.
Yeah, UCLA is, they got a good record. I don't know how good they are. I mean, look.
South Carolina got a cakewalk.
Yeah, I mean, they put Notre Dame in the two seed. Yeah. Oregon State in the three. Yeah, well. That's
Oregon State, I got them losing.
What? In the women's bracket? No way. So who we got first? We got Rice first. We are at home for the first two. Then we play the winner of Louisville and Middle Tennessee. You know, it's funny how they threw Louisville in there so that Blondie will have to play against the team she walked away from last year.
Who's that?
The little blonde point guard.
She played in the ACC. I mean, she didn't play for Louisville unless she just committed to him and she walked away.
First of all, she didn't play for Louisville. And second of all, Louisville is in the ACC.
Well, I know they're in the ACC, but not Louisville.
Are they?
Yeah, they are.
I'm pretty sure this girl. Are you going to actually question me again? You don't think she came from Louisville? I promise you she came from Louisville. In fact, when they showed that, Angel Reese made a comment to her and said, oh, my God, Louisville. I mean, come on, man. You going to look? Okay, well, Kenny's looking it up again because he doesn't believe me that.
She is. It's Louisville.
68 from 82 is 14. And what's her name, Van Wyck?
You're the fat guy. I'm just the talent.
What's the little girl's name?
Van Lith.
Van Lith. She must be Dutch or something.
I don't know. But I saw a picture of her dressed up. And she's a cute little girl. Basketball don't do her justice.
No. Well, she wears those stupid black shoes. Put on some white shoes. At least you look quicker. I mean, she looks like a short little pudgy white chick with
pigtails.
No, she's not, man. Like you said, the uniform, the shoes, she don't.
Well, I didn't realize that they showed a picture of her. She was dressed up. I was like, "That's the same girl." Yeah, that's the same girl. Pretty.
Crazy.
So, that's kind of how we are, you know. We playing golf, we all ugly, and then we get all dressed up. We look pretty damn good.
Yeah, you must be drinking these too. All right, so if we get past the two seed UCLA, we end up possibly.
We'll play UCLA. We'll play UCLA.
Yeah, if we get past
that'll be the
them,
game.
We pass them, then we play Iowa down the road again. Mm-hmm. That'll be, you know, look, you know, TV ratings want to see that because Iowa, they love Caitlin.
Let her shoot, just like they did last year. Let her shoot.
But her and Reese's little tit for tat last year that was really blown out of proportion, but it is what it is. They want to see that on TV so bad.
Yeah. It's all about the ratings.
Yep. All right, there we go. We'll go to the men's. So anyway, we have a Fans Know Best group on ESPN. I floated around on social media. It seems like if you're not putting up money to win a whole bunch of money, sometimes people aren't real interested. But anyway, we're going to share what we have here on our brackets. So we're not going to go through every game, but in the East, who's your
UConn, Illinois.
That's who you got coming out of the East, Final Eight. Yeah, that would be the Elite Eight. UConn, that's who I have, UConn and Illinois.
Okay, too. Who you got in the West?
I got St. Mary's and Arizona.
I got North Carolina, Arizona.
All right, good.
St. Mary's going to get beat in the first game by Grand Canyon. Okay. Okay.
St. Mary's good, man.
So is Grand Canyon.
Dude, you have not seen one play or highlight from Grand Canyon.
You heard it here. I said A&M was going to lose to Appalachian State. I'm telling you right now, Grand Canyon's going to beat St. Mary's.
You couldn't sleep one night, and so you put ESPN on, and you heard some idiot.
Let's go over to South. You're going on a rant now.
I got Houston and Marquette.
I got Wisconsin and Marquette.
Wisconsin?
Yes.
They may lose in the first round.
It's possible.
Oh, they will lose in the first. That's James Madison. No, James Madison is like 34-3.
Okay. We'll see. Okay, you say Wisconsin's going to lose. I'm telling you St. Mary's is going to lose.
Okay, all right. So
what's your bottom bracket?
We'll make a little side bet. Midwest, I've got Purdue and Creighton.
I got Purdue and Tennessee.
Well,
so what you got in the Final Four?
Man, I got nothing, but I got so much chalk. I mean, I got no big upsets.
I don't either.
I got UConn and Arizona and Houston and Purdue.
I got UConn, North Carolina, and Marquette and Purdue.
There you go. You don't like Houston, huh?
No.
Mattress Mac.
No, not really. They've been up and down all year.
What's your big upsets, man? Besides, like, I mean,
I got Grand Canyon. Okay, let me say, I'll go down on it real quick. I got Drake beating Washington State.
Okay, I have that one with you.
I have Grand Canyon beating St. Mary's.
Nope.
I have New Mexico beating Clemson.
I have that.
I have Dayton. I mean, Nevada beating Dayton.
I have that one.
Son of a gun. I have A&M beating Nebraska. That's not real. They're 8-9. I really wanted to pick Florida to lose the first game. I really think they are, but I picked them to win, but I think they're going to lose. Then I got TCU. Man, that ain't a big one. I took McNeese beating Gonzaga. I took Oregon beating South Carolina. South Carolina's not that good.
No.
And that's pretty much it.
If you can lose an 18-point lead to LSU.
On your home court.
On your home court. Yeah, I've got James Madison beating Wisconsin. Look, this is a homer pick, but I took McNeese to beat Gonzaga as well, which doesn't feel right. And then I got him beating I also have Samford beating Kansas.
Well, if I would have known the Kansas guard was going to be out, I would have taken Samford. I was waiting on it, and I had to make the pick because I really wanted to take them. There's a couple teams that I don't say they always get upset, but they do get upset more frequently when they're the big team. Arizona's one of them.
Duke's one of them.
Kansas is one of them.
In fact, I think Vermont beat Duke a few years back.
I don't think Duke's going to lose that game, though.
But I have McNeese winning two games.
I wanted to have him. I wanted. Well, you look. I'll be honest with you. They got a shot. If they get past Gonzaga, they might win two games. If Kansas gets beat,
yeah, they can't match up with someone like Purdue though.
No.
I mean they
they'd just be happy to get there.
Yeah, get to the Sweet 16.
Of course, just remember when LSU had their players and we made it to the Final Four. And was like, what the hell?
That's right.
Ricky Blatton.
Oh, in the dome when that tip in. That was so cool, man. Let's see here.
Running off.
Yeah, that was LSU. Dale Brown brought some teams and brought them to a level they should have never gotten to. He was so good at that, man. He was good at getting players in, and he was good at coaching them up for a game.
Thank God for Ron Abernathy. What animal we're not going to hear today?
We are,
folks, it's a contest. What animal we're not going to hear today?
We are now at Camp Bow Wow.
Jesus,
picking up Kenny's dog.
We're not a high-level podcast.
No, not at all. And if you,
but that's what, we're just fans.
If you tune in to listen to something like that, no, we it's the same thing as me and you shooting a bull at the cottage inn. Right, we sitting at the bar talking about.
You know, I'm tired, but I'd go to the cottage inn. They got good cold beer.
Got a great jukebox.
Yeah, they actually do.
Sponsored by Cottage Inn Highway.
We're gonna let them know. Hey, listen to this. Give us our money. Spring football's in right now at LSU. They're recruiting very good. We just got another offensive line. Brad Davis is just doing a phenomenal job.
I mean, I don't know. In all my years, just following LSU, I don't know if there's going to be, on paper, a better recruiting class in 2025 than what they put together.
It's looking pretty good right now.
My goodness.
Number one quarterback, number one wide receiver, and then we're getting linemen out the kazoo right now.
For number one running back?
Yep.
And tight end, maybe? I don't know about tight end. Number two tight end, something like that, yeah.
But, look, they're doing a good job. I mean, I don't know where the NIL money's coming from, but get Gordon.
Yeah. Hey, although Gordon may be doing some nice things, we do not get Gordon on this program.
Well, we're talking about NIL money.
Oh, okay.
For those guys we're talking about, it's NIL, never in their lifetime.
Right. Hey, you thought of that on the fly.
Pretty quick, man. I'm on fire. Get medicine in you.
Crescent 9, THC Seltzers.
But it's a good time of the year, man. Look, the Masters is coming up. What about the tournament, man? Scottie Scheffler, I mean, he's just unbelievable. He shoots 8-under, no bogeys.
First time in 50 years somebody repeats it to Players.
I mean, that's sometimes you want to pull against him, but darn, he's just such a nice guy.
No, he is. Him, he, and you know who his best friend is.
Oh, yeah, Sam Burns.
Yeah, your favorite guy.
He made me quite mad a couple times this weekend. God, he can't stand prosperity, man. He just... How can you be that good and do some of the things that he does? He couldn't make a bogey the last round. He's making double bogeys. Like, come on.
Well, you know, he's not talented like Mickelson, but he reminds you of Mickelson a lot. Speaking of Mickelson, I think he's flying over right now.
Maybe it's a food drop.
Although I think Mickelson has a jet and not a prop plane. Are they crop dusting around your house?
I don't know. We'll see if they drop anything.
How y'all handle mosquitoes around here?
We'll see what happens. So, but yeah, you know, you got the Masters coming, man. You know, Tiger's going to try to play in the Masters. Look like, hopefully he can. I'd like to see that.
Yeah, I would too. That's man, when you got a bum hip, leg, knee, back, and you walk that course, holy moly!
Well, I just, you know what I love about that? I just love watching those guys putt on those icy greens.
Yeah, they just. You and I play on some pretty fast greens here and there, and we've never played anything that's remotely that fast. I mean, that's like, what, 15 on the stick?
I guess, because the one this weekend was 13, and we don't play on a 13.
No. We might get up close to 11.
11.5 maybe.
Yeah.
Which is lightning.
Yeah, that's like...
Stop!
It feels like you're putting on the kitchen floor.
Yeah. Linoleum.
All right. So, as always, let's like, share, comment. If you listen to us on your podcast platform, make sure you hit the subscribe button or better yet, the follow button. And if you leave us a little comment or something, we'll send you something cool.
Okay. Look, I'm going to jump in here. How many people we got in this tournament challenge so far? 5? All right, let's get some people in this thing. We're going to share this thing, get some people in, and we'll give away a first prize. I already told Brett we'll do that. I'll give away $200 for the first place finisher.
You know,
and I hope it's me.
But here's the problem with your thing. We are recording this on Wednesday evening. It'll be.
Do you think I know what I'm doing?
It'll come out on Thursday. It'll be too late to put a bracket in. But
make some phone calls.
But we'll have some fun. I'll post a little something on social media.
Yeah, we need to do that.
It won't matter because if they're listening to us now, everything we just
said right now, 3 minutes on that. We can't finish worse than fifth.
Right.
Fourth and fifth.
That's right. And that's what I would tell. How'd you do in the bracket? I was in my group. I was like fourth.
Oh, yeah. How many was in? I don't know.
A lot more than four. So anyway, So, yeah, and on our social media stuff, just make sure you comment and share. Sharing is the most important thing because when you share it to your friends, if you have 500 friends, that's 500 more people who might be curious enough to click on and see what we're all about and notice that it's just two guys shooting the breeze in front of microphones for 25, 30 minutes.
Well, I'm not going to do my rant tonight.
No. What rant did you have?
I got about 20,000 rants.
We're gonna make a segment in the next episode.
I want to make podcasts great again.
We're giving
huge.
We're giving Carr 3-minute rant during the podcast.
Okay. And I guarantee everybody will be saying, I agree.
We'll see. All right. So I think we hit all the little major things. Next week's show will be really cool because we'll start really talking about March Madness, and we'll get another series with LSU baseball.
And Olivia Dunn on the gymnastics. We'll get the
gymnastics,
final.
See how they're doing with my perverted partner. So anyway, let's have some fun out there. Enjoy the beautiful weather here in South Louisiana.
I'm glad people got educated on all the noises, animal noises we had today.
So until next week.
Peace.
This has been Fans Know Best with Brett and KC. Be sure to come back and join us every week for the only perspective that matters in sports, the Fans.